Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. You know that I've written a new book, God and Cancel Culture. I believe that it's the most important. I actually started another podcast called God and Cancel Culture. Often, I will take things on the Strang Report and put a new introduction on it and run it on God and Cancel Culture. Today, I'm doing the opposite. I believe that I am being called to start a movement to stand strong against cancel culture. So I just recorded an episode, an original episode. We call it Direct to Mic. I didn't interview anyone. I was just sharing my thoughts and opining on how we need to stand strong against cancel culture. And I need people to participate. I'm not sure we'll call it an army, but it's going to be, you know, a group of people who feel passionately about it as I do. And if you want to join this movement, stay tuned after this break. And what you'll hear is the entire podcast from God and Cancel Culture. My Strang Report podcast is much bigger. You know, of course, I have over 800 episodes. We've just passed 3 million downloads so far in 2022. So share this with others. And as I said, stay tuned to listen on how I share my heart, on how you can be a part of this movement to stand against cancel culture.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Today, I'm shifting a gear, and I need your help. This is the first podcast that I've done. I'll be doing articles and sending out newsletters and doing different things to try to start a movement, because we all know that cancel culture is getting worse and worse. I document this in my book, which came out almost exactly 2 months ago, and my book is really a playbook on how we can push back. And the cancel culture is getting worse and worse. I just got an email today from Prager University. I'm on their list. And it says, our videos are dangerous. And he talks about how they did a new documentary on PragerU called Restricted: How Big Tech is Taking Away Your Freedom, is rapidly reaching millions, is already their second most watched video on their website. Yet the big tech overlords are censoring it, and Dennis Prager is sending out the word. You know, it's getting so ridiculous that I know one broadcaster, I could say his name, but I can tell the story without it, who wanted to talk about vaccines, but what they did was they talked about discussing the V word, and they would do it on another site because they didn't want to be canceled. I mean, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, has been canceled, can't even get his message out on Twitter. And even our company has been canceled. I shared some of it with you in the book. We did a book in the early 2000s by Reverend Lou Sheldon called The Gay Agenda. It was not particularly controversial, but it did predict a lot of the things that have happened since. And almost exactly a year ago in the fall, around the time of the last election, someone at Amazon went through and took it off as if it never existed. And this is after selling thousands of copies. No explanation when we inquired. No answer. The same thing was true of my book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. They sold thousands, several tens of thousands of copies on Amazon. From the time it came out in January, only a month or maybe 2 months before the COVID lockdown, it continued to sell because it was on store shelves in Walmart and some other places that were open during the lockdown. And then in July, August, September, and October, the 4 months leading up to the election, the buy button was taken off. Amazon told people the book was not available, and they ordered zero copies. And if you're in the publishing business, you know that Amazon is continually ordering books on an as-needed basis. Interestingly, after the election, They ordered a whole bunch of copies, and you can still buy it on Amazon and a lot of other sites. But, you know, it's getting harder and harder to sell books in the marketplace because of cancel culture. In fact, my own book, God and Cancel Culture, we got verbal order from Walmart for 9,000 copies early in the year. And then when it came closer to the time the book was shipping, they ordered zero copies. And this is in spite of the fact that they'd carried all four of my books on Trump. And the answer given verbally, nothing in writing, was that they got some kind of directive from upstairs that they weren't carrying this kind of book anymore. But do you know what? My book says, stand strong before it's too late. I'm trying to sound an alarm. I'm concerned with how many people think it won't happen to them. It happens to someone else. But the fact is, all of us are going to be canceled, even if we do nothing but cancel ourselves. And I need to start a movement. You know, it's probably starting in some ways, but we need a movement of Christians to stand up and push back against cancel culture, particularly when it has to do with Christianity. Now, I think that them censoring Dennis Prager, something about big tech, them censoring something about Donald Trump, I think that's very serious. I don't approve of it at all. But, you know, Christians are getting canceled too. One of the examples I told in my book is about a pastor in Alabama of one of the largest, maybe the largest church in Alabama, who went through on his own Twitter account, I guess it was, and, you know, got different things on his feed. They were kind of conservative issues, and he clicked like. And somebody was able to get access to that. I didn't know that kind of information was available. And it was someone from the left who felt that this pastor liking certain conservative things was horrible, and he should be canceled. And they made a big deal about the fact that this church rented school auditoriums for satellite churches. Now, they had a lot of campuses, and they had a main campus, but there were schools in different places that they rented. There was such an uproar that the school board in that area actually canceled them. They didn't want these bad people using the school facilities. And what was so bad? This pastor clicked like. What can be more simple, more innocent? Why would they make their decisions on what went through somebody's mind? It's an example of cancel culture. Cancel culture also happened during COVID, where churches were closed. It was said that churches were super spreaders. There was all kinds of controversy in the media, even about some weddings where there were super spreaders. Meanwhile, you could go to any of the big box stores, which were considered essential. You could riot in some of the big cities. There were actually demonstrations that turned into riots. The people were not socially distanced. They didn't wear masks. That was supposedly okay for people like Governor Gavin Newsom. And I write about this in God and Cancel Culture. You know, it goes on and on and on. And the thing is that if we don't stand up, no one else is going to stand up for us. So what I'm doing with my book, and with this podcast, is I'm starting a movement. And, you know, I've been part of a movement. You know, the charismatic movement is a huge movement that, you know, it depends on how you define it, but multiplied tens of millions are involved around the world. In fact, Charisma grew out of this movement in a manner of speaking. I've been involved with the men's movement with Promise Keepers in times past. And, you know, there's other examples, but I don't know that I've ever tried to start a movement. And what I need is to start with a handful of leaders like Gideon did. Remember, he had several thousand and he ended up with 300 and they won the victory. And so write this down, write info@charismamedia.com. That's the best way to get hold of me. If you're interested in being part of my movement, we're going to be doing webinars, we're going to be working together in various ways. And I need to find out who has read my book, who stands with me, who thinks this is important, There are things that we can do. The main thing is we can stand up to people. Some of this stuff is just absolutely ridiculous. And sometimes you can stand up to it. We did it with Facebook. We put a little ad for Charisma Magazine for subscriptions. You know, fairly normal thing to do. We've been doing it for 46 years, just not on social media. And we offered a copy of the book, God and Cancel Culture, free with a subscription for $25. And we've gotten a good response. Facebook turned down the ad. There was a picture of the book. There was nothing written about the book, and they turned it down. Fortunately, we were working with a consultant who knows Facebook, and he realized it was really an algorithm, artificial intelligence, that turned it down. He was able to contact the powers that be. There is no prohibition against the words cancel culture on Facebook, at least not yet. The ad was ultimately approved. But there are things, if you say something about the vaccine or election integrity, or there's some other things, that if you even mention it, you're canceled. And we can push back. Also, we can support people who are canceled. You know, there are people who've actually lost their jobs. Now, what I have found is mostly anecdotal, and I'm always careful to say that if it's anecdotal. You know, some of these things can be researched, some can't. But I was at a seminar, and one of the speakers said that there was an employee of one of the big hotel chains. I remember the name, but since I haven't researched it, I'll just say a big hotel chain who does a lot of business in China. And this person had liked something on social media or posted something that it was propaganda that the Chinese government in China doesn't like. They put pressure on the hotel chain, and the hotel chain fired the employee. This is what cancel culture is all about. They want to shut you up. They want you to not have an opinion. They want you to be quiet and sit down. And, you know, some of this has been going on. Political parties, politicians, even big corporations have been trying to stifle dissent. But it's just gotten to a whole new level, and it's aimed more and more at Christianity. In fact, I believe that the end goal is to actually stifle Christianity, or to just put it in a box where the gospel can't even be shared. You know, there are people who say that just common Christian beliefs are hate speech because it disagrees with their leftist, liberal, anything goes agenda. And we can't wait until that long to stand up. We can support people who are canceled. Mike Lindell, he was canceled, first of all, because he supported Donald Trump, and then later because he had the audacity to question the integrity of the election. You know, it's just, how is it that Donald Trump was ahead around midnight? There were 7 crucial states. They shut down the counting, and in the middle of the night, in those 7 states, in the precincts that counted, not the whole states, they found boxes full of ballots. Again, a lot of this is anecdotal, but, you know, there's even some video camera footage where they were finding boxes of ballots underneath tables. And some of them, it was only Biden, and the inspectors who were supposed to be there by law sometimes weren't allowed to see it. I mean, the stories just go on and on. You know, if there are any questions about election integrity, even if it's in one precinct, we need to investigate it. So when there are so many examples, you know, they're trying to stifle it and say it doesn't exist and then cancel you if you bring it up. But you know what? We can support people like Mike Lindell. I'm a customer. You know, there were 23 big box stores, I write about this in God and Cancel Culture, that canceled his pillow because they didn't like Mike Lindell's politics. Since when do we not shop at a store because of the president's politics? I mean, I'm talking about the president of the corporation. Most of the time, we don't even know who it is, but Do you not eat at a restaurant because the owner or the president of the corporation is either Republican or Democrat? I don't think so. Mike Lindell is well known because he's all over TV with his commercials, and the media's covered him so much. But we need to support people like that. In situations like this pastor and the school board, we should have an email campaign and inundate those school board members with emails and letters and phone calls and let them know that they're just wrong. It's just wrong to have that kind of double standard and to let the left have their way. So if you're interested in being a part of my movement, I want you to write me. The easiest way is info@charismamedia.com. I have staff who will send all those emails to me directly. I will answer you. Meanwhile, you can go to my website, stevestrangbooks.com. You can get any of my books there. It's on our charismashop.com website where we sell all of our books. I've published over 1,000 books, believe it or not. You can also buy the Modern English version of the Bible and get subscriptions to Charisma and do whatever. But you can go to stevestrangbooks.com, which is part of that, and get any of my books, including this one. And I'm going to put a special offer just for this podcast, that for those who want to sign up for my, I don't know what I'm going to call it. I was going to say army, but it's going to be a movement. What I'm looking for is 100 people to kind of be the basis of this, and we will grow it to thousands and tens of thousands. But I'd like you to be on the ground floor. I'm recording this on November 5th. I realize people will be listening to it a long time from now, but I'm going to put something on there for the movement. Those who want to join the movement, you can get the book at half price. And if for some reason the buy button's not up or something, you just email them and say, Steve said it, and we'll honor it. I give a lot of books away, but you know what? I found over the years that when you pay a little something for it, you appreciate it more. But my book is almost like a handbook of what we can do to stand up to these bullies. And that's what they are. They're bullies. And we need to stand together. We need to stand strong, as the book says, before it's too late. I'll be sending this out on my Strang Report newsletter. We'll be running it in other ways. But I just wanted to share from my heart on my own podcast. If you go back and listen to other episodes of God and Cancel Culture, you'll see that there are interviews. Some of the interviews actually went into the book. Different people have endorsed the book. It's a little bit all over the board. But from now on, I'm going to be doing more and more about this movement to stand up to cancel culture, especially when it has to do with fellow believers. It's just awful what's happening. And you know, Gideon had a fairly small army, and he won the victory. David only had 5 smooth stones when he defeated Goliath. And I believe that the people who listen to my podcast, many of you who know me personally and want to participate in this movement, we want your help. We want to stand together. So just tell me that you want to participate, and you know, for the first few dozen or up to 100, I can interact with you personally. We'll be, like I said, we'll be doing webinars and other things to mobilize people. And it starts with my book, God and Cancel Culture. I really believe that you will like it, think this is exciting. A lot of people are concerned, but they don't know what to do. Together with this movement, we can start something to stand against this cancel culture before it's too late. Please share this with friends. Please post it on social media. Let's get this thing to go viral. You know, there's such a need. I've had people talk to me about the need. And I just feel that I need to stand up and declare this and say, we're starting a movement against cancel culture with my book, God and Cancel Culture. Again, you can buy it. Really, you can buy it a lot of places, including Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, Mardell's chain, a lot of places, Christian book distributors. Of course, you'll pay whatever, you know, these retailers kind of decide what retail price to put on it. On my site, stevestrangbooks.com, you can get it at half price for a limited amount of time because I want to get as many as possible. In fact, we will have some kind of special price if you want to buy a whole box full to give out to friends or whatever you want to do. We'll be developing this. Some of it's not actually set it up. But I wanted to go ahead and get this podcast out. So thank you for listening to God and Cancel Culture Podcast. I'm Stephen Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.